We're CJMQ, and today we're talking to Canadian country artist Francelle Maria. You're based in New Brunswick. Now, very interesting, I was reading your bio. You're a graduate of Toronto's prestigious Randolph Academy for the Performing Arts. And how did you get interested in country music?
Well, I've always been interested in country music since I was a little girl. My dad was a big country fan, so I kind of grew up in country. And I also chose country because I felt like it was the genre of music that was most mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what's mainstream right now, and I feel like with country, you can really express yourself and kind of go in every genre as possible, but still stick to country. Like, I feel like the music goes into phases, and right now it's country that you're kind of allowed to do almost anything you want, and it can still be country. And I have a really country-sounding voice, so that's another reason why I chose country.
Okay. Now, I was reading you're even into yodeling there. That's one of your skills, to yodel, too. So that's kind of, unusual in today's world.
Yes, it is. Kind of trying to, you know, it's in the 1940s, it was pretty popular in country music, in the American music, with like Patsy Montana. And I feel I have an idol, a yodel idol.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, she's from Switzerland. Mm-hmm. And her name is Melanie Usch, and she's actually like a nationwide superstar over in Switzerland. Like, she plays for crowds of, you know, thousands and thousands of people, like big stadiums. And all she does is yodel with her family the entire show.
Wow.
So she is really, really technical, and she's really good. And I love to, you know, watch what she does, I love to watch what she does and, you know, learn from it, so...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is this something that you went to school for? Did you just kind of self-taught?
Well, I actually started, I was in a karaoke competition when I was 16 or 17.
Okay.
And someone suggested that song. They said, you should really sing Cowboy Sweetheart, which is really simple kind of yodeling. And I was like, I listened to it and I was like, oh, cool. You know, that sounds kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, and at that time I had a singing teacher. So I asked her, I was like, so how does it work? How do you yodel? And all it was, you know, two switches of the voices, and, you know, it was a really simple yodel. So she just told me, you go from your chest voice to your head voice. And I was like, okay. And then I started just doing that simple yodel. And then, like, you know, after the years coming, I got interested in it, and I really started studying it, like, listening to it. And you can just easily, like, copy it after a while. You know, if you do start by the simple one, then after a while you can just copy all the complicated ones. And
that's really interesting. Wow. Now, your album, Till the Wheels Fall Off, tell us about that. Tell us about the making of that.
The album was recorded in Nashville, which
was
an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm.
The musicians are just fabulous on the album. It's like they would listen to the song and, you know, half hour later it would be recorded and it sounded like gold. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was extremely impressed.
Wow.
But yeah, it was, I love the album. I'm extremely proud of it. I have two original songs that I co-wrote with Larry Wayne Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, those two songs were released, which is one of them that's released right now, and One Has to Go.
That's right, and we're playing that. And we played the one before, too, the title track, Till the Wheels Fall Off. Both excellent.
Thank you.
Good. Now, this summer, what kind of plans do you have?
Oh, there's lots going on, especially in the spring. We'll actually be headed to Toronto the March 21st. We have a showcase at Canada Music Week.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun. I'm getting all the band to come up and showcase with me. We'll be doing a little radio tour too in Ontario in that time.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, I know you're on Facebook. I think you're on my Facebook, and you have some videos too on YouTube. Or?
Yeah. Oh, lots of videos. Yeah, we got about like 60 videos on YouTube, but we're starting to do lots of acoustic covers, just, you know, for fun, for people to get to see what we do, and that's a fun little thing. So.
Good. Any other exciting projects coming up in the next year?
I have some that I'm not allowed to discuss.
Okay.
But actually, yeah, there's a lot involving TV, and I'm really excited about it. I can't wait for you guys to find out. I'm sure you you'll find out about it.
Yeah, I'll find out because of Facebook. Now, are you still into acting? I know you've done some acting too.
If my dream role would, come across mm-hmm. of some kind, I would definitely not miss the chance to audition for it. But I am really concentrating on the album right now and playing live performances and such.
That's great. Now, if somebody wants to find out more about you, your website?
It's www.francellemaria.com.
Mm-hmm.
So I say it's the country France.
Okay.
And then LLE, so Francelle.
Okay.
And Maria, MARIA.com.
Okay, that's great. I love your name. Anything else you'd like to mention before we go, Francelle?
Sure. They can check out the Facebook fan page, too, facebook.com/FrancelleMariaMusic. That's where you really get to, know every single thing, because I'm on Facebook all the time. I love Facebook.
That's a great networking device.
Of course, yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, we thank you very much, and all the best in your career.
Well, I thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and have a good day.
Take care, you too.
Bye.
Bye.